Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas, and he's going to be talking today about the pros and cons associated with making a condo your first investment property. And Kevin's going to walk us through that with his customary skill and intelligible manner. So this is very easy to follow, and it's also very compelling. So with that having been said, let me introduce Kevin to the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Lewis.
So let's dive into this, because there are so many condos in so many cities, and people buy them for very different reasons. Talk to us about why a condo as someone's first investment property has both advantages and disadvantages.
Well, you're right, Lewis. There are many, many, many condos out there. And, you know, I'm a Homevestors franchisee and investor here in Dallas. And though markets are different, I assume Dallas is pretty representative of the country in terms of condos and townhomes and their availability and et cetera. So they're a very viable option, not only here in Dallas, but probably across the United States for any investor. And I think the discussion's very relevant for our audience, you know, part-time or weekend or new investors, because there are some unique advantages to a condo as your first investment or your first rental property. And that's what I want to talk about today. And to clarify, you know, I'm not going to discount the condo or better or worse than a single family residence or an independent house as your first investment. I'd rather today just explore the differences, because as my experience has shown me as an investor and a Homevestor franchisee here in Dallas, and as initially as a part-time investor back in my early days, condos are good investments, but they do behave and perform a little differently, and that's what I want to share today with our audience. And here's why the condo is a very compelling, interesting, or appealing investment, I think, to a new investor, because I was in this position over 10 years ago when I started. And the condo, obviously, it's got a lower cost of entry. So that may be very exciting or interesting, or perhaps even easy or more compelling for that new time invest, that first time or new investor who may not have a lot of money or maybe trying to mitigate some risk just due to the fact that they're a novice and they're a new investor and they don't want to expose themselves too much. Hey, a low cost investment like a condo versus a house could be very fitting. So the condo could be very compelling to that investor. It may be a question of availability depending on your market. You know, today's housing market in most markets across the United States, the housing is very hot, especially here in Dallas. We're seeing a market right now like we've never seen before. Homes are incredibly difficult to find, much more difficult to purchase just because of the number of offers and the amount of competition. But traditionally, the condo market is traditionally not as hot, and there's a little greater availability. So it may be a little easier to find a condo that's appealing to you both in price, location, quality, et cetera. So once again, it might become a very compelling or interesting investment. So let me share some of my learnings from my time as an investor. Starting back as a part-time investor and now even as a full-time investor. And I'll tell you, I do own several condos today in my rental portfolio, and they all perform very well. I did not purchase them, you know, deliberately, so to speak. They more or less came across as investment opportunities that I was not necessarily looking for, but the numbers looked good and they worked. So I did purchase them and I own them today, and they continue to perform well. Here's what I found through my experience as some of the pros or the advantages of these condos that I've owned and that I've seen others own. As I alluded to earlier, they are a nice low cost of entry. For those looking with limited cash to spend or wanting to limit their risk, in most markets you can find a condo for very cheap, very inexpensive, especially compared to a single-family house. There's condos out there that are one bedroom, one bath, and they may be located near universities where that type of a condo is very appealing. Or they could be located in retirement areas where, once again, that type of condo is very appealing to renters. And when they are that small, and I'm talking, you know, 500, 600, 700 square feet, they're very affordable, and you can find great deals on them. And that's a definite pro to the new investor or the part-time investor or someone looking just to get started and kind of cut their teeth with limited investment, limited risk. I've also found, and this is pretty obvious or intuitive, but there's limited maintenance exposure. If you're just now considering getting into real estate investing, but you've got a busy career that really limits your time and availability, and you're concerned about buying a rental property because you don't have the time to do the repairs yourself or run over to that condo and fix a toilet or a broken doorknob, or if you may not have that time, you may not have the interest on the flip side. You may be real concerned about the horror stories you've heard about maintaining a rental property. Well, a condo really mitigates a lot of that type maintenance, so that repair or that middle-of-the-night leaky faucet or some of the horror stories you may have heard from others who've purchased rental properties. When you've got a condo, think about it. You automatically eliminate all the exterior maintenance. You're not worrying about paint or shutters or bricks or siding. You're not worrying about the roof. So you really start to mitigate a lot of your exposure to maintenance and repairs, whether it's at the point of purchase when you're preparing it for your initial tenant or whether it's down the road as you're maintaining it for existing tenants. It really limits it, and it's very easy to maintain in that respect. Think about it also. You've got no lawn. You've got no landscaping to maintain. So you're really confined to maintaining what's inside those four walls, which may be very appealing. As I alluded to earlier, another pro is if you're a busy executive or a busy full-time employee and you don't have a lot of time to hunt and you don't have the ability to move fast when purchasing a property due to the competitive markets that are in most markets today, the condo is not as competitive. And you can move a little slower, do a little more due diligence, and you're going to probably find a greater availability of options when you go to purchase one. And so that may also be appealing to you. Also, they're simple to maintain. You know, you've got less exposure to things going wrong. You're not dealing with fences and garage doors and roofs and exteriors and sprinkler systems and pools and all those things that are apparent in a single family resident. And finally, they're pretty easy to buy in terms of just inspecting them, assessing them in terms of potential repairs. Because of their smaller size and because of the fact that they're in a larger maintained complex, you're really mitigating and eliminating a lot of the structural or conditional risks that you may find with a house. You know, you're not dealing with foundations necessarily and bad roofs and some of the things that linger with some single-family homes. So there's a lot of great pros. Let me talk about some of the cons. And these are through my experience, my personal experience as an investor over the years with condos. Once you do get them, I find that, at least in my market, Dallas, it's a little more transient of a tenant. My tenants in my single-family homes, they stick around for a while. They've worked hard, and they've saved, and they may have been condo renters in the past, but now that they've moved up the ladder, so to speak, and they're renting a single-family residence with a yard and a garage, they stick around, and they don't move as much compared to the condo. You know, sometimes that's a student or a young professional, and it's a very temporary living circumstance. They may only be there for a year, and then they're off. They're maybe buying a house or moving into a larger house as their family expands. So be prepared. It's a little more transient of a tenant. I find in my experience, and this could be different in your market, but the condos appreciate a little slower. You know, that's the great thing about real estate. It does appreciate over time, but I've found that they lag a little bit when compared to how a single family residence appreciates in value. Also, be prepared. When you rent a single family house, a lot of those individuals or tenants, they don't expect to find a washer and a dryer and a refrigerator. And though that may sound very inconsequential, your condo tenant, it's very different in that market. They expect those to be fully turnkey, almost like the mentality of an apartment renter. They expect to see a fully functional washer, dryer, and refrigerator. And though those aren't costly appliances necessarily, you do expose yourself to the purchase of those. And more importantly, you do expose yourself to the maintenance of those. And those are three elements that do require maintenance and could break down or require some attention once you rent that out. So just be aware of that nuance of condos.
Kevin, we have about 2 minutes remaining. I just wanted to interrupt for a moment just because you touched on a point that's very key. It speaks to due diligence. And if you could, in these remaining 2 minutes, just give us an overview of the importance of that with regard to purchasing a condo, because the more facts you have and the more details you have at your disposal, the smarter your investment decision will be.
Yeah, I will highlight that point, Lewis, with an example from my personal experience. And a new investor could easily overlook this, and that is the concept of homeowner dues. Do not overlook or underestimate the impact that a homeowner's dues will have on your cash flow model when you become a condo investor. And what that is each month you're going to have to pay the homeowners association for that condo a certain amount of money. And it's easily several hundred dollars. And if you as an investor fail to recognize that, do your due diligence, talk to the HOA, get the exact bylaws and amendments and covenants and review them and understand exactly what you're getting and exactly what you're paying for, if you fail to underestimate or fail to overlook or uncover all of that information, you could very quickly find yourself owning and renting a condo that is cash flow neutral or cash flow negative, because you may figure your rent minus your expenses equals your profit, but if your HOA fees are not factored in there, they can easily absorb a significant portion, if not all, of your monthly profits for that condo. And that, I think, Lewis, is one of the most important elements that I've learned that really differentiates a condo from a single-family house, and that you've really got to dig deep in and understand before you make the leap and purchase that first condo to go out and rent.
That's a very good point. It's a very good point to close on. And we have about 40 seconds remaining. I know it's brief, but just want to get your summation about the pros and cons once again, what to look for.
To sum it up, Lewis, the great part about investing in condos is they are simple. They have lower complexity. They have a lower cost of entry. They have a better affordability. And they're very appealing, and I will continue to invest in them, and I encourage others to do the due diligence and look at them. But keep in mind, they have some unique nuances, like the HOA, and also the fact that the complex is critical, the quality of the complex, despite how good you are as a landlord, and despite what a great unit you may have, keep in mind, some of the things out of your control are that complex and that complex management. You've got to find a great facility in order to be successful as a landlord and an owner of a rental condo.
Excellent points and excellent summation about the advantages and the potential handicaps related to buying a condo. Kevin, as always, a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you, Lewis. I enjoyed it.